From Streamline Publishing, the Radio and Television Business Report, Radio Inc. Magazine, and our friends at HispanicAd.com. Welcome to another Hispanic Radio podcast. My name is Adam R. Jacobson. I'm the editor-in-chief of the Radio and Television Business Report. You can find us at RBR.com. That's where we house all of these lovely podcasts. And also at our sister website, HispanicRadioConference.com. There is a whole section there where you can access all of our great podcasts. We started this podcast to help radio broadcasting companies on a path to sales and audience growth. Why? Because there could be an opportunity in your market for Hispanic radio programming. We're going to deviate a little bit from our normal conversation piece of Spanish language radio in particular to talk more about the Hispanic radio listener and the potential that could exist in your market from something that you may already even have there and never thought about it in terms of reaching out to the Hispanic radio listener. It's based on my observations from spending 1 week in late August in Mexico City. The question to you is, do you have the guts to make the move to reach out to the Latino population with either your AC or your classic hits radio station? Even classic rock might have opportunity for you. Here's why I say this. In driving around Mexico City with friends, all of whom are in the 35 to 45 age range, there was something truly unique, aside from sitting in traffic, endless traffic. People in Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, even Toronto, you have no idea what the traffic is like in Mexico City. That being said, you have a hugely captive audience because when you're in the car, you're either going to be streaming your audio, or if you don't want to eat away at data plans from Movistar or Telcel or AT&T Mexico, you're going to listen to the radio, and mainly FM radio. FM radio is divided in Mexico City, a city of 22 million people, which might as well include all of metropolitan Baltimore and all of metropolitan Washington, D.C., with no space in between. 22.5 million people are listening to really three types of radio stations: talk radio, which is huge, music radio, and the, I would say, pseudo-government radio stations that are offering classical programming, jazz programming, and the alternative rock found on Reactor 105.7. Who's listening to the radio? It was an interesting question to ask a 18-year-old boy because he doesn't listen to the radio. Much like in the United States, digital has really taken over. He likes podcasts. He really likes electronic dance music. Yet there's an electronic dance music radio station in Mexico City, Beat 100.9. He doesn't listen. Why? Because the music that is on demand and available to him at any time commands his attention. That's something very interesting to observe in terms of the whole discussion about radio. But that's not the point of this podcast. The point of this podcast is to demonstrate who in Mexico City, a city of 22.5 million people, is listening to the radio and what they are listening to. Much like in the United States, older audiences are gravitating toward radio. We saw the same patterns in Mexico City as we did in pretty much every major North American city that we've been to in the last 2 years or so. What are they listening to? Yes, they're listening to talk radio, but they're listening also to American and European English language, classic hits, and adult contemporary music. There are three leading radio stations in Mexico City serving the 35 plus audience. We start with Mix 106.5. In this case, they just call it Mix. And they have a cute little jingle and they have a lot of English language music. As of 3:20 p.m. Central Time on September the 3rd, this station, owned by Grupo Asir, heard in 13 markets, including Puerto Vallarta, Morelia, and San Luis Potosi, was playing She Drives Me Crazy by the Fine Young Cannibals, into Come Undone by Duran Duran, into Where Do You Go by No Mercy. They pitch themselves as an 80s, 90s kind of radio station, very poppy, and it's very popular. A lot of the people we came in contact with said, oh, we love this radio station. It's great. It really hits home in terms of the music that they are playing. What does this mean for you? Think about this. This is 90s hit music. And you may have not thought of this in a Latino perspective in your market, but with the Latino growth taking place, there might not be an opportunity for Spanish language programming per se. But there could certainly be an opportunity if you have an AC or classic hit station focused on this music in terms of outreach. Perhaps there's an event that you can stage in the Latino community, bring in some advertisers, have some community dialogue, show that you are one with the community. That's the opportunity we're talking about here. And this is what Mix represents. We then go to Stereo 100, which is owned by NRM Comunicaciones. What are they playing? Well, also in the 3 p.m. hour on September the 3rd, this radio station was playing such lovely favorites for all of Mexico City, including Take On Me by A-ha, No One by Alicia Keys, Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson, and everybody's favorite Latino song, Dancing Queen by ABBA. Again, our point is this music transcends all sorts of socioeconomic levels and race. This is Hispanic music just as much as it is non-Hispanic music. And in your market, these stations could be played very well on your AC station. Are you talking to the Hispanic audience? Perhaps you should, based on what we're hearing in Mexico City. That leads us to the third radio station that we scanned up on these traffic-clogged freeways over 1 week in Mexico City. It is owned by Grupo Radio Centro, which is a Mexican radio giant. It's called Universal 88.1 FM, and it's branded after one of the seven or eight daily newspapers in this city. Yes, daily newspapers. How about that? So I'm going to stop right there and go, you know, there's some differences here, right? I mean, people are still reading newspapers. They're buying newspapers in Mexico City. Markets like Pittsburgh aren't even going to have a daily newspaper 7 days a week. So how can you really compare Mexico City to the United States in terms of media consumption? How can you even compare Mexico City's Hispanic population to those of perhaps Aguascalientes or Zacatecas or Puebla or all of the other northern central states in Mexico that have seen the migration into the United States? Are they so different than those in Mexico City? Well, yeah, perhaps. They do like the regional Mexican music, obviously. The banda norteña is very popular. You do hear that on some lesser popular channels in Mexico City. But again, what is the over-encompassing theme here? Music is universal. So what are they playing on Universal? Well, also in the 3 p.m. hour on September 3rd, we heard such favorites as Billy Joel's It's Still Rock and Roll to Me and Summer Breeze by Seals and Crofts. Universal pitches itself more as a classic hits and classic rock radio station. They do have some day parting at night. They kind of get really hard and they do play some Metallica. They play some AC/DC. Right now, they're playing Heart and Soul by Huey Lewis and the News. Again, my point is very simple. In Mexico City, there are three highly popular radio stations playing English language classic hits station, classic hits music that you would find on a classic hits radio station. Adult contemporary is still a driver in the United States when it comes to music, bringing in audiences and advertisers responding. So if Spanish language programming per se is not a good fit in your market, perhaps there's another way to capture the Hispanic audience. Reach out to them, welcome them, perhaps embrace them, but do so in a way that's authentic and shows that you really care. And what better place to do it than on perhaps your AC or your classic hits radio station? It takes a leap of faith, but perhaps with the right demographics, the right outreach, and just simply saying, hey, we respect you. We're inviting you in. They'll come in and they'll stay and they'll make a difference in the ratings and in the revenue in 1 year's time. So with that, I'm going to say bye for now. This is Adam R. Jacobson, and I am the editor-in-chief of the Business Report. This Hispanic radio podcast is copyright 2018 Streamline Publishing. And again, if you really want to learn more about the power of the Hispanic radio business opportunity, why don't you take a plane ride to Miami in March 2019 and spend time with us at the Intercontinental in Doral for the Hispanic Radio Conference. All the details can be found online at HispanicRadioConference.com. That's it. Have a great day.